For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has wrapped up a meeting with House Republicans on Capitol Hill over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the Mexican border. With Kirstjen Nielsen, his Homeland Security Secretary, in tow, he showed no signs of backing down on his policy.
We want to solve this problem. We want to solve family separation. I don't want children taken away from parents. And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings said the president is putting children in internment camps.
This was a policy invented, implemented, and executed by President Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has wrapped up a meeting with House Republicans on Capitol Hill over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the Mexican border. With Kirstjen Nielsen, his Homeland Security Secretary, in tow, he showed no signs of backing down on his policy.
We want to solve this problem. We want to solve family separation. I don't want children taken away from parents. And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings said the president is putting children in internment camps.
This was a policy invented, implemented, and executed by President Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. United States Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says reforms are needed.
The Council continues politicizing and scapegoating of countries with positive human rights records in an attempt to distract from the abusers in their ranks. Therefore, as we said we would do a year ago, if we did not see any progress, the United States is officially withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council.
Milwaukee Bucks guard Sterling Brown is going on the offensive, filing suit against the city of Milwaukee and its police department for being tased during an arrest over a parking violation. He says it was excessive force and he was targeted because he's black. His attorney, Mark Thompson.
12 minutes he was left sitting or laying on the ground after being abused. This kind of conduct must stop.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Coalition-supported forces have confiscated narcotic drugs in southern Syria that the Islamic State has been using to fund their terrorist operations in the area. John Clemens reports.
Despite the facade by ISIS of Islamic purity, the drugs were seized that have a black market value of $1.4 million. Army Colonel Sean Ryan briefed reporters at the Pentagon.
Our partner forces confiscated more than $1.4 million worth of illicit drugs intended to fund ISIS activities in the area.